All of our lives are different. We are all unique individuals, not only by the way that we look, but also by what we do. That even though there have been billions of people throughout history, no one life looks exactly the same. But there are two things that every single person who has ever lived share in common. Every single person who has ever lived at some point was born and at some point will die. Those are two inescapable truths of the human existence. But it's what we do in between those two events that make our lives different, that make our lives meaningful. And I think deep down, all of us know this reality. All of us know this important truth. And so all of us want to live lives that matter, live lives that make a difference and an impact in the world. But as we seek to make a difference, as we seek to make an impact, we are also pressed up against the reality that our lives are short, that in the grand scheme of things, that millions and millions of years that the earth has existed, that our lives in the grand scheme of things can seem very insignificant. While the earth has existed for millions of years, we're only here for a handful of decades. What has come before us and what lies after us is far bigger and longer than our lives here on earth. So the question is then, how do we make a difference? If our lives are seemingly so small and insignificant, how do our lives truly matter? In our scripture reading today, we hear about two prophets, Elijah and Elisha. Now, I know it's a little confusing, but Elijah has a J and Elisha has an S. And the Elisha with the J is one of the greatest prophets in all of the Old Testament. He's one of the heroes of the faith. When Jesus is transfigured into dazzling white on a mountaintop, appears with him is Elijah and Moses. He's been revered for thousands of years for those who have found inspiration about what it means to be a person of faith. And Elijah became a prophet during a very difficult time in Israel's history. See, Israel had been led away from God by an evil king named Ahab, who led the Israelites, God's people, to worship a false god named Baal. And Elijah, called by God, stood before Ahab and commanded that God's people turn away from his evil ways, turn away from his false god, and back to the true God. Well, of course, Ahab was not happy about this and tried to have Elijah killed. But despite all these obstacles, Elijah persevered. Elijah continued to live with courage and was able to overcome the evil King Ahab with God's help and lead the Israelites back to worshiping the true God. Our scripture reading takes place today at the end of Elijah's life. Elijah has spent some time developing a relationship with his mentee, Elisha. And Elijah is equipping Elisha to take his place as a prophet when he's gone. Before a great chariot comes and picks Elijah up and takes him to heaven, Elisha, his mentee, has a request. He says, "Give me a double share of your spirit. Give me the thing that allows me to be a great prophet like you." Elijah says he will. And he passes on the Spirit of God that is within him to Elisha so that he can continue the good work that God has called Elisha to in Elijah's absence. Now, what are we to make from this scripture reading? I think one of the important things we are called to learn about it is that we are called to understand our lives as part of a bigger chain and not as an individual link. See, in our world, in our culture today, preaches individualism, to be the best person you can be, to live out your dream and your vision of success, to build up for yourself wealth and friends and prestige. And if you get enough credit, if you get enough praise, if you get enough money, you will have a meaningful life. But deep down we know this isn't true, because no matter how much popularity or power we acquire, as I mentioned before, in the grand scheme of things, our lives are somewhat small. Our lives are very brief. And if we simply live as individuals, that our lives simply matter while we are here, we risk falling into a sense of despair, realizing how short our lives truly are. But there's a different way to live. A way that Elijah and Elisha lived together. And that is understanding our lives as a link that is part of a bigger chain. That we can make a difference in the world. That we can make an impact with God's help by understanding that we are a piece of a greater whole. And that by serving the next generation, by serving the world today, we can make an impact that will last well beyond our own lifetimes. Recently, I heard a speech from Admiral William McCraven. He gave the commencement address at the University of Texas. And this commencement address has become so popular that it has 12 million views on YouTube alone. And Admiral McCraven had served faithfully for many, many years in the United States Navy. And in his wisdom, he gave the graduates of the University of Texas 10 rules for living. And I want to talk about one of those rules today. He said that if we simply change 10 lives, we can change the world. Here's his quote. "Tonight, there are almost 8,000 students graduating from the University of Texas. If every one of you changed the life of just 10 people, and each one of those folks changed the life of another 10 people, just 10, then in 5 generations, 125 years, the class of 2014 will have changed the lives of 800 million people. 800 million people. Think of it. Over twice the population of the United States. Go one more generation, and you can change the entire population of the world. 8 billion people." You see, he laid out a simple but powerful formula that by people committing, 8,000 people committing to change the lives of just 10 people, that would create a ripple effect that would change more and more and more lives that would exist well beyond their own existence. And he uses the example of 8,000 people. Well, we all know that there is way more Christians in the world than 8,000 people. And so if all of us committed to sharing the faith, to changing the next generation, to making an impact in 10 people's lives, just 10 people, together, we could literally change the world. You see, yes, it is true that separately, we can do very little. That our lives as individuals often don't seem like they matter much. But collectively, as the body of Christ, we are literally changing the world. I like to think of it this way. I like to think of it that we are part of a great play. We are part of a great play that began when God created the world, the heavens, and the earth. And that play has been going on well before we were born. And here we are today. We are standing on the stage, and we are called to play our parts well. And one day, we will step off the stage, but this play will continue. And it will go on and on and on until the final act, which is Jesus Christ coming to return to create a new heaven and a new earth. You see, we are called to be the light of the world. And our lights are very little, but when we put those lights together, it makes a bright, bright light that throws the darkness out. God calls us to serve others. And while we are serving others, God calls up our replacements. We help them as best we can, and then God calls us home. In our story today, you might have noticed that Elijah does something powerful. As he is going to the spot where he will be taken up to heaven in a great chariot, he parts a river and with Elisha crosses that river. They go to the other side of the river and a great chariot comes down and picks Elijah up, leaving Elisha there by himself. As Elisha returns back to the river without Elijah no longer there, because he has the spirit of Elijah and God with them, he too parts the river. You can make a difference. You can change hearts and minds in the world. And when you're gone, when you return home to God, they will continue to change the world as well. So don't be discouraged. Don't give up hope. Don't feel like your lives don't matter or don't make a difference. Because one small act, one seemingly insignificant person can change the world. I'll leave you with a quote. It comes from Mother Teresa. She said, "I can do no great things, only small things with great love." Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we come before you today humbled that in our lives, as individuals, we are here today and gone tomorrow. But help us have the wisdom to see that our lives are part of a bigger chain, that we have been inspired and moved by those who have come before us, and we can inspire and move those who come after us. Help us understand that we are connected to those who have come before us and those who will come after us by your great Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.